USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the President-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The NFL playoffs underway. The Buffalo Bills defeating the Indianapolis Colts this afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A state representative is facing accusations in a demonstration at the Oregon Capitol.
Protesters gathered outside the Capitol building, which was closed due to COVID restrictions last month, as lawmakers held a special session inside. Video came to light Friday of the actions of a Republican representative that allowed protesters to storm the building.
Oregon State Police has confirmed and informed us that Representative Mike Nierman did open a door to allow demonstrators into the building.
Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek, a group kicked in doors, broke windows, and sprayed officers with chemicals, leading to a handful of arrests. Representative Nierman has not commented on the matter. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Not all Democrats are on board with President-elect Joe Biden's call to increase stimulus checks. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on Friday said absolutely not to Biden's call for another stimulus check of $2,000 sent out to Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ronna McDaniel, an ally of President Trump, was reelected Friday to another term as Republican National Committee Chair at the party meeting in Florida.
But I am mad, and I am not going to let socialism rule in this country, and I'm going to work with every single one of you to make sure we squash it, we take back the House, and we take back the Senate in 2022.
McDaniel making a few references to the president during her remarks. Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, adding,
frankly, I am a voice down here at the Republican National Committee saying we need to recapture this party and make sure people know it's a home for conservatives, but we're not going to be for the free money populism that some are promoting.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years, because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.